So at the beginning, it was really difficult for you to move from your home to Port-au-Prince and to adjust to the new environment and to have less food.
Yeah, less food, less money, everything. So you have to, the way, the place, first I live in Port-au-Prince, I have to buy your water. So there's a bucket, they say bucket, or some people carry the bucket and come to my house to take shower. You have to buy water. The water, the way you take a shower in Haiti, different. They take ball, just to
pour the water on your head.
Yeah, put the water on your head. Don't wash after that.
Yeah.
It's important once I know. So in my country is different. Yeah.
So what percentage of students from high school leave and go into Port-au-Prince for a trade? Is it about half, or is it 75% of the students that leave and go to Port-au-Prince to further their education from high school, or is it only like 20% that actually go?
So I can say,
or maybe say from your village,
I can say
if
90.
Oh, okay, so there's a lot that...
Without that, you stay without doing nothing.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. It should be 100%.
Oh, wow.
But you can have money. Maybe 50% go to Port-au-Prince,
mm-hmm.
because the other 50% don't have money. Go to Port-au-Prince, they stay. But I can say it's 90% that go to Port-au-Prince. Now it's pretty much different. My countryside now, because they have a high school now in my countryside,
mm-hmm.
but they have not professional school.
Yeah,
in my countryside, you have to move from
mm-hmm.
a countryside to the point.
Okay, could you speak about some of the colors that we would see on the house? I know that here in America, a lot of people don't like color on their house at all. But could you talk about some of the colors that you see on houses in Haiti?
He is different, the culture. You know Halloween, what's Halloween here?
Mm-hmm.
And the way they celebrate Halloween here is different here. The traditional, maybe they think about different kind of things. You know, like scumology, you know that? The scope, you have to wear that today, not
uh-huh.
to wear that tomorrow. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to wear that the blue today, not tomorrow, they wear it, or I don't know, is there some family in here that think
mm-hmm.
about that? Maybe the way they paint the house, too.
Okay.
You know, my house, maybe me, I like simple, not white,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
because I'm simple. They keep it red hair, blue, it's depend on.
So
okay.
it just depends on what they're feeling like when they...
The feeling, the culture, the mentality they have. I mean, that's why I take the example. Like, you
mm-hmm.
know, they think about different kind of things. You celebrate Halloween different of... That's you celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
In Haiti, they believe in the deaf people. Like, they can.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different kind of...
Okay, so if we were designing the houses, would it be better for us to leave them white and then let the people paint whatever colors?
You can think about, but I think it's a better. But sometime when some people maybe give you have no choice, you take what they give you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a quick question. At dinner time or at lunch, does everyone gather around like a table and eat together, or do you all eat at separate times in different places? Because I know over here, I guess if I was married, I would probably sit down with my husband at the same time and eat. But it seems like the majority of Americans now, like, their families eat at different times. Kids are in the bedrooms eating, parents are at the kitchen table. I mean, do you usually all sit down and have that family dinner?
And it is, if here, it's traditionally take dinner at 6 or 7 o'clock. In 1897, is depend as some of the most of family is depend when the food is ready.
Okay.
And so different kind of people, like the people working the government, they make money. They can sit together and eat because they have exactly the time the food should be ready. They came over to eat. After that, you want to leave. If you want to go to, you move from your tea to go to your parents' house at 7 to eat dinner. And it is not the same because they know exactly what the food is ready. I can't come and say, the food is ready, not I move.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, maybe you can find nothing today to the day to really without that, nothing. And spend one day without nothing.
Okay.
How important would you say it is to provide lighting at nighttime? Like the street lights that we have here, we have lights all over the place when at night.
The light?
Yeah.
I think every people like that light everywhere. Every people. I mean, I think maybe the deaf people like light.
Yeah.
Yeah. But using light is not fucking bad at people, I think.
Okay. And also, with the sun as bright as it is, would you, if you were going to a community, would you like to see a lot more trees and shading and
trees? Yes, but if in Haiti, you can't the trees they cut down trees. That's in the main Creole in English.
Harvesting.
They make something to. Make fire.
Charcoal.
Yeah, they try to make that. That's what you can find. But if the trees in your house and close and far from the house, then. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's about all that we.
Okay. I can have a question. How you think to build a house in here?
For me, I was thinking something very simple so that the people could build it after we designed it. We were told that a lot of concrete blocks were used for the housing. Do you have any other suggestions about that? Or
when you say simple, I want to hear some detail about that. I can explain. I don't know.
I think we don't know exactly what the house design is yet. In the project, we've gotten to the point where we have a master plan. So we know that the community we're going to build is going to be, you know, 15 to 20 houses in one community. And our site is kind of right along a river. So we're like on a hill a little bit. And then on top of that, we're going to have a little bit of commercial space, maybe like a gas station. And
a
like
market,
a yeah,
maybe.
Like a little market,
so,
stuff like that.
People selling produce could come and sell there.
I would be happy to show you stuff later on, though, and get your opinion on what we're.
Yes, okay. What how many bedrooms you think about it? Every house is again.
He wanted
two,
the client
four.
Wanted a variety between between a couple of bedrooms and two. Up to four or five bedrooms
yeah,
at the most.
Four and living room, dining room. And the bathroom included inside.
Yeah.
Do you think about the outside bathroom?
Didn't we bring that up? And they sort of was.
Well, he said he wants this community to be, you know, amazing, so that people want to live here. So he said the typical Haitian doesn't want to have to go outside to use the
bathroom.
So if we put one inside the house with running water, with a shower, everything inside the house, then they're not gonna want to. Go
yes,
out.
I know. I think so, about that. It's
yeah.
Inside, but everything's
yeah.
In a way, all the water far from the houses, the places.
They've got a well.
Yeah, we
right
have a
now.
Well. We'll have water,
yeah.
Like running water inside the house.